Well, you know, both sides say they love infrastructure. You know, if Republicans and Democrats can agree on one thing, it's that the infrastructure is long overdue for a fix. Why doesn't it ever get done?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You know, the fact remains that infrastructure is a bipartisan issue. It is a strong bipartisan issue. If you talk to members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, and, you know, both sides, House and Senate, you know, everyone's saying the right things. You know, we need to rebuild our infrastructure. We need to modernize our infrastructure. But sadly, you know, every time there's an opportunity to move this issue forward, whether it's in terms of a funding solution or even just a framework, you know, it seems to just deteriorate into politics. And I think, look, voters sent their elected officials to Washington to deliver on their promises, their repeated promises, I should add, to make our communities and our nation stronger. And, you know, whenever Republicans and Democrats turn policy into mudslinging, you know, it's the American people that lose out. And, you know, I wish I could tell you, you know, why they can't seem to get to yes on this. I think it's probably a combination of, you know, look, infrastructure is a tough issue to solve. You know, it's easy for me to say, hey, we should just modernize and rebuild, but you got to pay for it. And, you know, there's a lot of disagreement over that. And I think also just the reality of the world that we live in, you know, it's just a very partisan world. And it's so easy to put politics ahead of policy.